Well, welcome back to HealthLink On Air, produced each week by SUNY Upstate Medical University, making the academic difference in healthcare in the Central New York community. And this is your host, Tricia Torrey, every patient's advocate. Thyroids and thyroid disease, a topic we haven't previously covered here on HealthLink On Air, so it's about time. It's one of those problems that many people have, many people don't realize they have, sometimes tough to find out that you have it, and mostly just something we should all be aware of. Dr. Jennifer Kelly, assistant professor of medicine at SUNY Upstate, endocrinologist at the Joslin Diabetes Center, and fast becoming a frequent guest, joins us on the show this morning to talk about thyroid and different problems we have. Good morning, Dr. Kelly.
Good morning. Thank you for having me back.
We're going to start with the basics this morning. What's the thyroid?
Well, the thyroid is a gland. It's located in the neck area. It's butterfly-shaped, and it secretes thyroid hormone.
It does. You know, I have once somebody had said to me, I think your thyroid's in your thigh, but it's not, is it?
No, not exactly.
All right. It secretes hormones. What kinds of hormones? What are they for?
It secretes thyroid hormone. There are two types of thyroid hormone, T4 and T3. The thyroid mainly produces T4, and then it's turned into T3 in the body.
Okay. And what are those hormones for? What do they do for us?
Well, thyroid hormone does a lot, actually. It regulates metabolism. So many people associate the thyroid with weight disturbances. And really, a lot of well-being. When the thyroid is off, it can affect almost every aspect of the body. Neurological problems, cardiovascular, mood disorders. Really, it's a very important hormone.
So it's really kind of a body regulation hormone?
That is true.
All right. So let's talk about some of those regulations, because that's what brings up symptoms of problems.
Mm-hmm.
All right. What are some of the problems that develop with the thyroid?
Well, the thyroid, we tend to look at it in two different ways. Its anatomy or shape and size, and its function in terms of how it's producing hormone.
Okay.
So someone may have a problem with one or the other or both, and they may be interrelated.
All right.
So the thyroid, it could be enlarged, and it could possibly even have nodules on it, which are little bumps.
Okay.
And these are common and generally benign, but if they were to grow or looked concerning, we might want to pursue that further. In terms of the hormone, the thyroid could produce too much or too little.
All right.
And then that would be something we would all look into also.
Okay. Well, let's talk about what those things are called, because I think those are names that people are going to recognize. They just probably don't know what they mean. I mm-hmm. certainly didn't, so I've learned a lot from just getting ready for our conversation this morning. I've heard of people who are hypothyroid. What does that mean?
So hypothyroid means that the thyroid is underactive, not producing enough hormone.
Okay. And then what would the symptoms be of someone who's hypothyroid?
Generally, everything is kind of slowed down. So metabolism slows down, so people may put on weight. They may feel fatigued. They may have slowed bowel movements, so become constipated. They may feel cold. In more extreme cases, the heart rate may slow down. So there's a whole constellation of symptoms. In females, it may throw off menstrual periods.
Okay. And is it mostly male or female, or is it across the board, people who have hypothyroid?
Generally more common in females, but does occur in males also.
It does. When does it pop up? Is it something people are born with?
There is a congenital hypothyroidism, meaning that you are born with that disorder, but that's more rare. But general primary hypothyroidism is somewhat common, and it's generally detected young to middle age, more so women than men.
It is. Okay. So if somebody is feeling those symptoms, they feel like all of a sudden they're gaining weight, or is this something that, you know, those of us who are carrying around a few extra pounds, can we assume we're all hypothyroid?
Well, no, and unfortunately, if you look at the constellation of symptoms, mm-hmm. you know, feeling fatigued and some problems with weight, I mean, unfortunately, many people do experience those symptoms. So it's not necessarily related to the thyroid, but certainly something to look into.
Okay, so if you're having those symptoms, you go, what, to your primary care doctor?
Yes, you could address it with your primary.
All right, and would your primary know to run a thyroid test? I mean, that's a blood test, right?
Yes.
Okay.
Oh, sure. I mean, most primary care physicians, you know, are aware of the thyroid disorders and, you know, would look into ordering that test, you know, if the symptoms were suggestive.
All right. And is it something then, you as an endocrinologist, it's something you treat. If you have problems with your thyroid, do you need to see an endocrinologist?
Perhaps. It depends upon exactly what type of symptoms you're having and what types of problems and what tests have been done and what they've shown, and
okay.
perhaps also the primary doctor's comfort level with treating it themselves.
Okay, all right. All right, so now we move on. Hypothyroid, we'll move to hyperthyroid. Too much, yes?
Yes. So the thyroid can produce too much hormone, and that can happen either from an autoimmune disorder called Graves' disease, where the whole thyroid puts out too much hormone, or there may be one or more little bumps or nodules on the thyroid that are putting out too much hormone. Those are the common causes.
All right. Now, I've heard of Graves' disease before. And if I remember correctly, there's a treatment for it that people swallow something that's, I don't know, is it radioactive or something
yes.
like that? Yes.
Yeah, and you know, sometimes people get a little scared when they hear that it's radioiodine, the treatment.
So, do we glow in the dark afterwards,
no,
right?
Thankfully, no.
Okay.
So there, for any type of hyperthyroidism, whatever the cause, but certainly Graves' disease is the most common, there are three treatments. One is radioiodine because the thyroid takes up iodine. So if the thyroid is overactive in the sense that on a thyroid scan it shows that it's lighting up, with too much hormone, we can give a higher dose of radioiodine to kind of kill off the overactive cells.
Okay.
Another treatment would be using antithyroid drugs that slows down the production of thyroid hormone from the thyroid. And then also surgery is an option, but we generally do not recommend that unless there's other extenuating circumstances.
Okay. So if somebody needs to take these drugs, either for hypo or hyperthyroid, is this something they're on for the rest of their lives, or is it something you treat and then it's taken care of?
Well, for hypothyroidism, really the only treatment would be to give thyroid hormone back because the body is not making enough hormone, so we're giving the hormone back. And for many people, they do end up on it for a lifetime.
Mm-hmm.
There are some rare instances, well, not really rare, but not as common as primary hypothyroidism called thyroiditis, where it's just a brief period of time that the thyroid might be over or underactive and they might not require treatment long term.
Okay.
But that's not as common as people that need consistent thyroid hormone replacement. In terms of hyperthyroidism, if we were using the antithyroid drugs to slow down the thyroid hormone production, mm-hmm. generally they're given for about 2 years, and then we try to wean people off of the medication because even though they're fairly safe, there are still potential side effects.
There are. Now, one of the things I've also heard about Graves' disease, and I remember, I don't know why I remember this, Barbara Bush had Graves' disease, mm-hmm. and they talked about that's why her eyes look so big. Is that something you run into with this Graves' disease all the time?
Not all the time, but sometimes, you know, depending upon the extent of the disease, some people may have an area where it affects their eyes, and people describe it as being bulged out. Thing, you know,
right.
There's more medical terms, but
right.
That is a way that can present.
It is. All right. So is that a result of the medicine or is that a result of the hyperthyroidism to begin with?
You know, it's a result of the hyperthyroidism,
okay.
The state of it.
I see. So once you treat it, then that wouldn't be true anymore.
Well, sometimes.
You would
hope. Yeah. I mean, unfortunately, some people need other types of interventions. They may need to see an ophthalmologist that specializes in an area and have other types of treatments.
Okay. All right. So that's Graves' disease. Now, another one that I read about was Hashimoto's disease, and that's also a thyroid problem.
Yeah, so Hashimoto's, and you know, generally whenever we're talking about disease states, you know, they're generally named after someone, so that's
whoever discovered.
Exactly.
Yes.
So that's where this name came about. So this is the most common form of hypothyroidism.
Okay.
And meaning, again, an autoimmune disorder. A lot of the things related to the thyroid are autoimmune.
Meaning where
there's antibodies in the body that are affecting a certain part, causing a problem at that area.
So in that case, you'd have something in your own body that was keeping your thyroid from working correctly.
That's right.
Okay.
So with Graves' disease, there's antibodies that affect the thyroid that cause it to put out too much hormone,
mm-hmm.
whereas with Hashimoto's, there are antibodies affecting the thyroid causing too little hormone.
All right. So is Hashimoto's treated then the same way hypothyroidism is?
Yes.
Are they the same thing?
Basically, Hashimoto's is one reason for hypothyroidism.
It is. Okay. All right. What's a goiter? That's also related to the thyroid.
True. So goiter is just a descriptive term meaning that the thyroid is enlarged.
Okay. All right. So it's not something that's on it or somewhere else or...
Right. It doesn't necessarily mean it's a disease state. It just means that it's enlarged.
So it's just a thyroid that's big.
Right.
Okay. Well, that's interesting because, you know, I think people think that it's something that grows somewhere.
Mm-hmm.
So thyroid cancer, how... I mean, I don't know anyone who's ever had thyroid cancer. So is it a cancer that's very prevalent?
Well, somewhat, unfortunately. It does tend to happen more so in younger people. I mean, it's found then.
Mm-hmm.
The good thing about thyroid cancer is that it's very treatable.
It is treatable.
And,
good.
I mean, no one wants to have cancer, but if you had to have one, thyroid is not a bad one. Because
okay.
really, most people have excellent success rates and do very well.
That's great. You know, as far as in general thyroid, is there any way to prevent thyroid disease?
Not really. One thing is keeping a good iodine diet, which in the United States generally is pretty easy if you eat, you know, normal samples of food as salt has iodine added to it.
It does.
So for the most part, people, you know, receive enough iodine unless they're severely restricted in their diets. But really, that's about it that we can do ourselves for thyroid health.
All right. So there aren't supplements to take or vitamins, other vitamins in food, just iodine. That's a mineral, isn't it?
Yes.
That's interesting. And so that's the one thing that regulates the thyroid?
Well, it, as I said, thyroid hormone, it's actually formed from iodine. Mm-hmm. So the thyroid takes up iodine.
It does. So we shouldn't necessarily be avoiding iodine, salt, and those kinds of things as long as we don't seem to have problems with our thyroid.
Well, sure, I wouldn't recommend to overdo salt just in general,
no.
But like I said, for a normal American diet, it's generally not a problem.
In general, too, when you see thyroid problems in people, is this something that they should be, if they know they have a problem, they should be looking for a cure, or is it something they need to be managing?
Well, in terms of if it was thyroid cancer, then certainly a cure, you know, we'd want it surgically
sure.
removed and treated. But in terms of just plain problems with the thyroid, such as hypo or hyper, for hypothyroidism, the treatment is to give the hormone back. So that's mm-hmm. really a chronic replacement, and people tend to do very well once their levels are regulated. In terms of hyperthyroidism, we try to correct the underlying problem. We don't want people to remain hyperthyroid because too much thyroid hormone can be problematic also. So in that sense, we want to stop the hyperthyroidism. Sometimes the treatments, though, for hyperthyroidism may cause someone to become hypothyroid, and then they may require thyroid hormone.
So you have to balance it out.
Yes.
Very good. Well, I think that's it. I thank you so much for coming by. We've learned a lot about thyroids. As I said, we hadn't discussed it before, and it seemed like a good conversation to have on HealthLink on Air. Thanks for coming by, Dr. Jennifer Kelly.
Thank you so much.
And listeners, we will take a break now. We'll be back in just a few moments. This is SUNY Upstate's HealthLink on Air on 570 WSYR.